You're listening to Happiness Abound, episode 18. Welcome to Happiness Abound, a podcast dedicated and designed to help those seeking happiness in their lives. Here we'll talk about happiness as gained through habit formation, being inspired by the stories of others, and looking for opportunities of growth and learning. I'm Taylor Proctor. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back to episode 18. We are rocking it, guys. 18 episodes in a row. And I know that can seem like a lot, especially with doing an episode every weekday, which is why today's topic is self-help overload. I don't know about you, but for me, having curated my social media to be mostly things that are uplifting and following people that provide inspiring articles, etc., I see way too many articles and books and videos and things to do and try to better my life. And every once in a while, it just feels like you can't do it all and it's a little overwhelming. And I mean, at their core, a lot of these articles and videos and podcast episodes are saying very similar things, right? They're all in the self-help space. But it can still feel overwhelming to think about how you need to get up an hour earlier and journal and meditate and visualize and use your vision board and make sure you eat breakfast and don't forget to work out. And that's just in the morning, let alone changing your thoughts for more positive direction and using kind words and all of these things that we can do to be better. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do these things, but I'm just saying that I personally have a tendency to feel a self-help overload, whether that's just way too many videos on Facebook that are super inspiring and are there for me to watch and learn from and improve from, but maybe it's just too many, or it's the videos and the combination with the articles and combination with the podcasts. And I personally just have a tendency to feel a little overwhelmed. And I feel like I'm hopeless because it's so many things. There's no way I could possibly do them all and be happier, which then has a tendency to make me feel like I should just give up. And when I feel like I should give up, it just feels like there's so much and I just don't know where to start. And I don't know what I need to change because there's so many things I should or could change to be better and more improved. And then I find myself looking for outs, right? I find myself looking to zone out on TV. I find myself wanting to watch movies. I find myself wanting to play games on my phone or sit for hours scrolling through social media. Anything to pretty much waste time and help me not focus on all the things that I could, would, and should be doing. And frankly, about 2 times a month, I tend to feel this way. It's just, I listen to so many podcasts and I try to read so many articles and watch so many videos and read a book a month or two, and it just feels like a lot. Now, we're in episode 18 and I've provided a different topic every day in this podcast. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're reading our Happiness Abound articles and you're also following other people who are out there to help you improve yourself and find happier lives, that's totally awesome. But I wonder if you are starting to feel the strains of self-help overload, like I have a tendency to feel. And I'll say this, I have it a lot less now that I have been recording the podcast because I see each of these things as more of a, yes, I totally need to do that. And I need to do it not only for myself, but so I can share it on the podcast with everybody else and share if it worked or not. So my sense of overwhelm isn't quite so much because I'm not focused solely on me, which is a great segue back to Monday's episode about getting out of your own head and stop feeling bad and being depressed about things. Instead, go out and help others. So thank you guys so much for being an outlet for me to share what I have learned and what I am learning and my struggles and my triumphs. And hopefully they're a help to you. And that's helping me avoid this self-help overload that I generally tend to feel. So I want to talk about how you can work through that overload if you're feeling this way. First thing is, set a time limit. If you're going to be scrolling through Facebook and reading articles, like you should instead of saving them, yesterday's podcast, if you're going to spend that time on social media, set a time limit. It can be overwhelming to look at 50 articles in a span of an hour, right? Those ones that you see the headlines and you think about for a second and you move on, those that you sit down and you actually read and you try to think about actionable steps. Imagine 50 of those in an hour. Now, maybe that's a lot, but just imagine even 20. That's a lot of things going through your head about how you can improve in an hour, how you could be happier or better in your life in an hour. That can be overwhelming in itself. So set a time limit of no more than 20 minutes to dedicate to finding new sources of self-help or self-improvement content. And that can be the same for reading a book, right? It's different slightly if you read a book and you read it for 20 minutes and it's all from the same author and there's a consistent theme. But when you jump from thing to thing to thing to thing, so from working out to eating healthy to meditation to happiness habits, all of those elements coming together in a 20-minute span can in themselves feel like a lot and take up a lot of space in your brain and take up a lot of that emotion of overwhelm. So set a time limit and pick one area to start. That's the second thing. If you want to focus on being healthier, pick healthy-related articles. Now, that's not to say that you could go and read something about working out. And let's face it, there's tons of different ways and methods to work out. So even if you segment it out into one area, you could still be reading 20 different articles about the different ways and things that you should be doing. So limit it to one area to start. And even then, silo it down just a little further. Don't pick conflicting topics or conflicting gurus. And here's what I mean. If somebody is all about burpees and another person is all about lifting weights and you're not willing to combine the two or they have conflicting viewpoints on each other, select one. And that's not to say you can't move over to the other one later, but just for that 20-minute period and that one area to start, pick one person to listen to start. Try it out. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, move on to the next one. There's nothing that says you have to pick one single self-help person, coach, guru, mentor, whatever we want to call them, and stick with them. It's them coming into your life at a time when you need it, and when you no longer need it, it's fine to move on. But for that 20-minute time period, that one area to start, pick one self-help coach or guru or mentor that's online or what have you that talks about that topic. Doing that will prevent conflicting topics, and that will prevent feeling like you're overwhelmed because it's also confusing and you don't quite know where to start. After that, I want you to engage in flow activities. I've talked about that on the podcast as well, but do something that really helps bring you into the moment and allows you to feel fully immersed. By doing a flow activity, it can help you focus more on the important things and filter out those non-important things. And I'm not saying that all these articles that can help us are not important. They are, but let's focus on the one topic at a time. And doing a flow activity can really help you engage in a single mind mindset where you're not jumping from thing to thing. And I think here's what's hard about that is we jump from thing to thing to thing all day. In my job, I'm jumping between several clients and several projects and emails and resourcing and things like that. And so my brain is jumping from thing to thing to thing and having to be on all day. Then I come home and I'm scrolling online, reading articles, getting inspiration for the podcast, looking how I can improve myself. And I see one article headline and I jump to the next post about something else. And I jump to the next post about something else. And my brain is having to shift gears so many times. And so that's how we have a tendency to live our lives. But finding a flow activity or even meditating for a small amount of time can really help engage that single mindset where you can help avoid that overwhelm and that self-help overload. And lastly, limit, going on that same vein of we're seeing so many different articles coming up in the same feed that we just continue scrolling through, limit your social media time as well. Not only are you setting a time limit for a single topic to review, but set a time limit on your social media. Because whether or not you think you're taking it into your brain, you are taking that political post in and you're thinking about it and internalizing it. Even if you just looked at it for 2 seconds, somewhere in there, your brain has made a decision about how you should feel about that topic and what you should think about it. And then it moves on to the next, and it moves on to the next, and it moves on to the next. And the next thing you know, you've spent an hour reviewing 50 different topics and posts, and your brain just feels fried. So limit your social media time, because that's a numbing combo of thousands of messages all coming at you all at once. And frankly, that leads to this overwhelm and this overload. So if you find yourself experiencing that self-help overload, and there's so many different things that you could be trying and could be doing, try those 5 things. And I'll repeat them again. 1, you're going to set a time limit to work through your overload. You're going to pick one area to start, and don't pick conflicting topics or conflicting coaches. Pick one coach, one topic, and a time limit. Then engage in flow activities to really help yourself go into that single mindset so you don't feel like you're jumping all over the place. And limit your social media time to prevent that combo of thousands of different messages inundating your brain. So I hope this really helps. It has helped me tremendously when I have a sense of overwhelm. And like I was saying before starting the podcast, I would feel this way about twice a month. And it was just hard. It's really hard to look at something big, whether it's a goal or a project or just improving yourself. It's really hard to see something big and feel like you can tackle it all at once. And when you feel that way, it's hard to even get started. And that's the biggest thing with the self-help overload, is that it can feel like there's so many areas and opportunities that you could improve in, that you could be happier with in your life, that it can feel overwhelming. And it can just be an overload of different messages of how you could be better. And that can be even depressing. So I just wanted to share this with you, and also share that you are fine the way you are. You do not have to be fixed. And don't let the self-help overload stop you from seeing how you want to improve and being the person you want to be. Full knowing that you are in a space right now where you are perfect for who you are in this time, at this moment. But if you'd like to continue to learn and grow, which is what I personally think is the goal of life, it's the goal of my life, is to learn and grow and to help other people learn and grow, then yeah, it's a good thing to be following these social media people. It's a good thing to listen to this podcast every day. It's a great thing to be watching videos on how to improve. But don't let the overwhelm get to you. And if it does, that self-help overload begins to feel overwhelming and you're overloaded, then try those 5 things and tell me how they work. Let's see how it works for you. It's really helped me, and I hope it can help you too. So I'm going to end on that note. And have a great day. And remember, you are worth it. You are amazing. And you can learn and grow at your own pace. Don't feel overwhelmed by all the self-help messages out there. Pick one and move forward. And remember, you are capable of happiness abound.